Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber, fierce and fearless.
It's a Wednesday, and my next guest finally thawing out. You know, he's got the floaties on his arms in case the ice fishing shanty goes through the ice unexpectedly, and the fishing's good. You don't want to have a situation where you don't know what to do, and the fish are biting, so you got the little floaties, the little things on you, and the little pink flamingo to ride around on in the lake. That's what he does. Travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan more than anybody else. It's Ron Rademacher, everybody. Here he is. Ron, how are you?
I'm just great, Steve. I can see why you're called the Michigan's best morning personality. You're wound up today, man.
Well, it's the coffee, son. It's the coffee.
I know. Yeah. It's got to be the coffee.
It's crunchy today, you know, which is good. I like it good and chewy.
I'll tell you, though, it's thawing where you are, but where I live, now, I'm not where I live right now, but I took a picture yesterday. I'll text it to you when we're done. My flag got blown off of its holder back during the storm, and it's still frozen into my driveway.
All right, so
I'm in the deep south where it's nice and warm.
Right, are you north or south of the bridge where you normally call home?
North of, I'm south of the bridge, but I'm right near Grayling.
I got you. So we still have lots of snow.
My flag that flies on my house is still frozen into the driveway. I can't get it out without tearing the fabric.
Right, I understand that. So, the ski resorts, everybody's still functioning and doing that up there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. They're just going. The guys are out ice fishing. Of course, you all got the shanties off.
Right. Well, below the bridge, the 15th.
But it is melting, and it's going to get a lot more dangerous on the water. So, yeah, we're getting the pink flamingos out. I was playing with my tackle box the other day and making sure, you know, the bass rods are all ready to go.
No, I understand. Any moment now, we're going to hear about, you know, the guys that went out ice fishing, and suddenly they're floating around Lake Michigan or Lake Huron on a giant chunk of ice because they're just that stupid. All right, then.
Some of those guys from Ohio think that you can put a trolling motor on those big ice floes and go trolling.
Yeah, they're from Ohio. All right, we got to get to it. Opening day of the Sioux Lock, speaking of being north of the bridge. Tell me about it.
March 25th, just a couple of days from now, this is when they'll open the locks for the season, and people gather, and you can, you know, to watch the very first freighters go through. It's a big party, a little cold.
I was going to say, it's still iced over, isn't it?
No, where the St. Mary's River is where the locks are. Is thawing out. Now, they may delay it. That's a very good point. People should check with the visitor center up there in Sault Ste. Marie. But it's a big party every year, and you know, people are crazy about these big, huge freighters going by. You can almost reach out and touch them.
So is this the year?
That is coming up. It ordinarily happens on March 25th.
Sure. Is this the year of the salmon or not the year of the salmon in the St. Mary's? Or do you not know?
I do not know.
Attaboy. Way to be on top of it. There'll be a test later. See, I tell the kid there'll be a pop quiz. You got to be careful, Ron. Anyhow, for anybody that doesn't know, pink salmon run in the St. Mary's every other year. I don't know what year it is either. I've never fished for them. See, so I don't know anything either, but that's why you're supposed to be bailing me out, pal. We'll keep that in mind. All right.
Well, yeah, and thank you for the softball that went right by me.
All right. So speaking of fish, let's go trolling in Kalkaska.
Now, this is something I do know about. April 25th through 28th. So we're giving you a little bit of a heads up here because you got a plan for this. This is the opening of the annual National Trout Festival, 83rd year, big, big party. Everything's going on. We're going to refer to this a couple of times because people are going to, now that we're getting to spring, Steve, there's going to be more to do around Michigan than you're going to be able to choose from.
All right.
So on some of these important events, I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up, a little bit ahead of time.
All right. So let's run through them because we only got a couple of minutes here. You and I jabber-jawed so much. We got a little behind. We got to make sure we get people in line here. So go.
Well, let's do a couple of things. We're going to kind of reverse it on you here. I'm going to tell people about where you can go for a walk and get outside every week. Head down to Warren Woods. It's down by New Buffalo, the last remaining Climax Beech and Maple Forest in Michigan, old growth forest, 300 acres. Just go to Warren Woods State Park and head east. You'll come to it. So let's get out and have a walk. Get out there in nature.
All right.
You got steelhead fishing clinic. Another thing that I know a little bit about, very little, steelhead fishing in Cadillac at the Mitchell State Park.
I like that.
You can go and they will equip you. They'll teach you. Then you go out onto the Manistee River and go fishing.
Always a good bet. I'll give you that.
Always a good one.
Yeah.
We can't go on without talking about maple syrup. The maple syrup season is starting. You got a nice one going on in Chelsea down south there this weekend at the Sugarbush Maple Syrup Farm. They'll take you for a nice walk through the woods, show you how to collect the sap, then take you through the whole process and let you see how that maple syrup is made.
And every now and then, you know, you do this to me. I see the name of a town here you haven't mentioned yet that I'm not familiar with. So I have to go to my map, have to, you know, call, play phone a friend and all that. But Jones, where's that?
Now you got me. And I had, this is at the Crane Pond State Game Area. And this is the youth hunt where they take kids out, they give them a good breakfast, and they take them out and they teach them how to hunt. And you know what? Jones is, I'm going to say, G. Wilkers, Bob. I can't pull it out of my head.
I got it.
I'm having a mental cramp. You got me.
No, I got it. It's near Driscoll's Lake in Newburgh Township. It's down near Three Rivers.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, and that's right. And one of the reasons I picked it is it's because that's just north of Warren Woods.
Right. You got
where the big walk is. So I just had a mental cramp. Jones is one of those places we don't often get to.
Well, no, because you can smell Ohio and Indiana from there. It's a dangerous place to be. You're down near Mottville and White Pigeon and Three Rivers, down that way, Constantine.
But a little bit east of there is Three Oaks, and that's where the Corsets, Whips, and Whiskey Festival is at the brewery there. So, you know.
See. That's why you can't remember. That's why you can't remember right there, mister.
That's exactly why.
How many whiskeys did you have, Ron? Just 72.
I can't remember that either, man.
I just had teensy weensy little drinks. How many did you have? 72? Anyhow, Ron Rademacher, my hero, a guy who wanders around the backwoods, shaking hands, writing stories, making friends, catching fish, and, of course, drinking a beer or two when he finds them. Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. If you want your town, your festival featured, go to MichiganBackroads.com. Get a hold of Ron. He'll hook you right up. Thank you, Ron, for being here, as always.
Thank you, Steve. I'm in Waterford tonight at the library, Oddities and Rarities Show. Come out and say hello.
So are you odd or are you rare?
I'm odd.
And that's rare.